This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chip Alexander covers the Canes in Raleigh for the News and Observer. He's on the bench. How you doing, Chip?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Hey, so let's go back. All right, first of all, they're in the top wild card spot right now, so fans understand, and we're on everywhere and in Raleigh. I want everybody to understand where they are. And let's go back to the Penguin game. I actually am a huge Penguin fan, but I bet on the Canes the other night because I think they've just been playing fantastic hockey. Tell me about how they got past them and came back and won that game.
Well, it was a tight checking game, as everybody expected last night. And certainly I think the Penguins missed Evgeny Malkin, not having him in the lineup at the same time Chris Letang, you know, returned to the lineup, so that helped them. But it was a game that seemed like a lot of pressure was on the Hurricanes. They felt like that was the beginning. You know, they're in the middle of a five-game home stand. They felt like that was a game they really needed to win to hold on to that first wild card spot. And it was just a matter of just sticking with it. I mean, it was you pull the goalie, you get the extra attacker. They came very close to giving up the empty net goal, but didn't. And then got a rebound. Justin Williams, the captain of the team, knocked it in. Next thing you know, it's a tie game, then overtime, and then the shootout. And they were 2 minutes away from not getting any points and wound up with two. And I think in the end of the season, that's the kind of thing you need, obviously, to try to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, no doubt. I thought that stretch, well, frankly, the one they're in right now is beautiful, but the little five-gamer that they went through where they beat the Panthers twice and then, you know, the Blues, Stars, and Kings, that little window there, then they had lost at Boston and then lost at home to the Jets. Then they started winning again 4 of 5 with these, you know, back-to-back Sabres, Penguins, and they had squeezed in the Avs and Predators wins. Do you think that five-gamer where they doubled up on the Panthers is when they really started getting hot and realized that they were dangerous?
Yeah, I think that certainly was a key stretch of the season, and really it began just before the calendar flipped, and on New Year's Eve they beat the Flyers, and a few days later they beat the Flyers again, and it just seemed like the whole confidence level of the team started to rise, and a lot of it has been the two goaltenders, Peter Mrazek and Curtis McElhinney. And you know, I've said all along, people will ask, do you think this team can make the playoffs? And I've said it pretty much is, you know, depends on the goaltending. If they can continue to get these quality starts out of these two, and you don't have one guy that they're really leaning on, it's two guys really picking up, you know, each other. And both of them have given them these quality starts of late, including Peter Mrazek in the game against the Penguins.
How about Chip Alexander with us from the Raleigh News? How about this Sebastian Aho kid from Finland? He is really turning into a rock star. 30 goals, 48 dimes, 78 points. The guy's just been killing it. He's evolved into something else, hasn't he?
He really has in his third season. And, you know, coming into this year, Rod Brendamore, in his first year as the head coach, really wasn't convinced that Aho was ready to play center full time. And certainly with some injuries early, Aho had to play center and has really taken hold of that role and has really been, as you said, a really developing star. NHL All-Star this year on the winning team, picked up a little extra cash there in San Jose, and certainly has been the leader of this team offensively and really is a very determined young man, a very competitive guy. You know, in this neck of the woods, this particular week, a lot of the interest is in the NCAA tournament. And I asked Sebastian about NCAA brackets, and he just looked at me and said, look, I'm not really thinking about that right now. I mean, that's just the focus that he has. And I think he might be the only person in this in this community that's not thinking about it right now. But certainly that told me something about his competitiveness and his focus at this part of the season.
How much is Chip Alexander with us from the Raleigh News Observer? How much is Nino Niederreiter meant to him? Because they got him from Mini, and he's a big boy, 6'2", 210, whatever. When he's barreling down the ice, they got to like what they've seen from him. And that, you know, My producer, Carver, I said that really turned this team around, that deal, didn't it?
It was a huge addition. You're exactly right. In fact, I ran into Don Waddell, the general manager, today, and once again, just ask him, just how did you pull that deal off anyway? I mean, to get Nino straight up for Victor Rask was just a huge gift for the Hurricanes. You always hear about teams, especially before the trade deadline, you know, saying things, we really need to find a scoring winger. We need to find a scoring winger. It's not that hard to pick one up, but they were able to pick up Nino Niederreiter, and he fit right in on the Aho line with Justin Williams, and it's really been a very productive line. And you're right. I think, looking at the whole season, to be able to pick Curtis McElhinney up off waivers just before the season opener and then the trade for Niederreiter has been two huge additions to this team and maybe the difference whether they make the playoffs or not in the end.
So how about Justin Williams? You had mentioned him earlier. Here's a guy that's been in the league, 18 years or something like that. He was there when they won their first cup, went to Lipstick City, played for the Kings. Now he's back. He's an old man. But I don't care how old he is, if he's got 22 goals and 25 helpers. I mean, this guy is an absolute monster in the NHL and has been forever.
Yeah, and you can't beat his experience. I mean, he's been tremendous, a tremendous leader. I've said before, in remembering how the Hurricanes won the Stanley Cup in 2006, just the leadership that Rod Brindamore provided as the team captain then. And certainly he remembers the contributions that Justin Williams made on that team. As you mentioned, he went away to L.A., won a few more cups, went to Washington, now is back as the CEO. And he has just been a tremendous leader in the room. He knows when to say the right thing. He knows when to keep his mouth shut. He knows when he needs a little levity in the room, when things need to be serious. And as you said, he's produced on the ice. It's not just talk. I mean, he goes out there and he makes big plays, and he made another big one last night getting that tying goal.
Tara Vinen's a badass, too, on that left wing. He's got 48 assists, too. This guy's putting up huge numbers and skating. He's burning about 18 a clip of ice time.
He is really, he signed a new contract this year, and I think he really has taken on more ownership of the team. He came in from Chicago. He was traded here. I think it was a little bit of a jolt for him. It's taken a while for him to get really adjusted. Having Sebastian Aho on the team, a fellow Finn, has been a big, huge plus for him, but at the same time, he had to make his own way. And I know the one thing that Rod Brindamore wants from Tara Vinen is for him to shoot more. He has a very wicked release on his shot and can be sneaky good when he wants to be, but he's still more of a playmaker than he is a shooter. But you're right. I mean, his contributions this year have been tremendous. And just one of many, it's been mentioned that the Hurricanes don't have that superstar on their team. But at the same time, they have a lot of players who are playing well, and certainly Teuvo Teravainen is one of them.
So how is the franchise doing in Raleigh with fans and, making money?
Well, I think this year, and thanks to Don Cherry, they're going to make a little bit more money with Don Cherry going on Hockey Night in Canada and calling them a bunch of jerks for the post-game celebrations. Certainly they've grabbed a hold of that and used that promotionally and put out T-shirts and all the rest. But you're right. Attendance has improved this year. I think Don Waddell coming in as the new owner last year has implemented a whole new, attitude in terms of promotion of the team and marketing and those kind of things. More people in the building translates into more dollars, more interest. I think corporate support, that should be better. And I just think it's a very exciting time for the franchise now after being in the doldrums for a few years. And certainly the one missing piece right now is to get back in the playoffs for the first time since 2009.
So I used to work for Waddell. I was with the Thrashers. I did their play-by-play, their expansion season. And Don's a great guy, whatever, but he's all business. So when I worked for him, he was not a guy that, liked to joke around or fool around or there was none of that. It was all, seriousness. So I got to tell you, from an outsider that knew him and knows him well, I am surprised, to be honest with you, and I think it's really positive. I think it's a cool thing that he lets those players do that loose celebration stuff they're doing after every game to draw fans in and make people excited about hockey and rally, because that's not the guy I know. The guy I know would have none of that on the ice. There'd be none of that. And then now that he's I think he's adjusting in life. Like, he reminds me of Tom Coughlin, who was a miserable guy. And then they said, you need to lighten up or you're not going to last here. And then the next thing he did, he started being cool to people and he won 2 Super Bowls.
Well, you know, that's a good example. But one part of that, too, is that Tom Dundon, the owner, was the guy who said, hey, let's do something different this year. I mean, he's the one who had the idea. Let's really do something that the fans will enjoy and make it a better experience in the arena and really connect with our fans a little better. And I think they just took it and ran with it. If you remember, the first one was a very simple lineup at center ice, everybody do the Viking clap, and then they skated down the ice and jumped into the glass. And everybody thought that was pretty cool. And then they started doing different things, the Thor strike, and all of a sudden you've got these theatrical kind of things now where you bring in, Evander Holyfield and he's got a knockdown player. And, you know, it's almost like the creative pressure is growing.
Right.
You know, it's like having a sequel to a movie. What's next? You got to make it better. So
right.
It's interesting to try to think where this is all headed.
Last but not least, how do they like Brenda Moore? He's obviously doing a good job, right?
Oh, I think he's done, tremendous job. And certainly, he's going to get votes for Coach of the Year. Certainly if they make the playoffs, he's going to be one of the guys in consideration. And I just think the team respects him. You know, there's nothing, as Rod Brindamore said, there's nothing that's happened on the ice or happened to a player that he didn't go through, in 1,500 games as a player himself. So I think the players recognize that. They know he's a fair guy. They know he's demanding, but he's very fair. And as a player, you can't ask for much more than that.
Chip Alexander, great stuff tonight on the Carolina Hurricanes, playing great hockey. Nice win over the Penguins. They're having a hell of a season. I'm glad to see it in Raleigh. They deserve a big game against the Lightning coming up there tomorrow night. Good luck against Lightning. Thanks for coming on the bench, Chip. Appreciate you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Chip Alexander from the Raleigh News and Observer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.